And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming with another podcast. Actually, I did this one on Friday on StreamYard and for Twitter, but today it's the Anchor. Almost forgot it, really. But we're going to go ahead on and we're going to get this one in. So let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you for another day, thanking you for the wake up. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching our bodies, giving us strength in these bodies, helping us through the day. Father, we just ask you that you continue to lead and guide us into all of the truth and to draw others in that need you, Christ the Lord. We thank you, Jesus Christ. You're so wonderful to us and all that you do for us, and we thank you. And we know, Jesus, that you are coming again, and you want us to prepare. Help us, Lord. Help us as we depend only on you. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and those who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hopefully everybody's having a good evening. All right. All right, now this message is entitled Trust and Relationships. Trust and relationships. And why this one? Well, two different words, trust and relationships, and both of them are significant and very important. So I'm going to give a couple of scriptures while I talk about them, the trust and the relationship. Isaiah 43:10 reads thus wise. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Well, in talking about trust and relationships, well, first of all, who we belong to. We have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has chosen us. And that he's letting it be known to us that our being chosen of him, that we are to walk with him. Walking with him, believing him. Understanding who he is. In understanding who he is, you know that means we have a relationship. And in this, letting us know that there is no other God before him. It's in the Ten Commandments. That there is no other God before him. And that there's not going to be one after him. So, you know, that's a strong relationship. Amen, amen, amen. That's a strong relationship. Then we look at Mark 11:25. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, in looking at this one, you know, it's talking in reference to praying And we're including other people in our prayers. Are we not? Sure we are. Because we're praying for people. And we're praying for each other. And we're praying to the Lord. And there's relationship in that. Well, supposed to be anyway. So there's supposed to be relationship in that. So that's something we're supposed to do in our relationships, where trust and the relationship piece kind of goes together. So bottom line with the trust and who you have your trust in, your trust needs to be in the Lord. And your trust in the Lord is also going to entail other people in it. And guess who it's going to be? It's going to be each other. Because of relationships. Because we're going to have relationships with each other. So, get with that. We're going to be praying for one another. We do pray for one another. The trust in the relationship. Now, in trusting, we're looking at trust. And trust is one of those areas that the way that it can get, I want to say, misconstrued, miscommunicated, or messed up, is when you take your trust and you put it in somebody and it's all about them. That's a problem. That's a problem right there. And that, and you, we heard already, and there's not going to be no other God after the Lord. So our trust in our relationships that we have, we have to be so careful with them that we do not put up our everything in each other and in people, period. So we have to be careful of that in relationships, because it's done. It's done. And what happens in relationships and that trusting factor that went so far in that it messed up a relationship, and it can, because that person feels that they got used in the relationship. And so there's that lack of communication that comes after that. You want to call that communication, even somewhat that trust. But you know what? Remember that the trust that you're to have is the trust in the Lord. And the trust in Him, that when we communicate with one another as brethren, that we are communicating with each other in love. Big one, ain't it? Big one. So truth in relationships is crucial too. Having truth in relationships and being able to love one another. And in relationships, what you want in there is you want it to be peace. As I say oftentimes, we want peace. And let brotherly love continue. Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. You trust in the Lord? Oh, yes. You trust in Him? He'll keep you in perfect peace. And even in the dealings with the brethren. Even in the dealings with the brethren. We need to walk more in peace. We do. That's just an encouragement that we walk in peace. Isaiah 26, and okay, I read that one already. Okay, having an issue with trust, because many have issues with it. 1 Peter 5 and 7, you have issues. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Cast it all to the Lord. That's why we have to pray for one another in what we go through with each other. Because we do. We go through with each other. We go through with people, period. Okay. Human beings. We go through. So, we have to caution the trust factor again. Because we put it all up in somebody. We just overdo it. And we shouldn't even do it in the first place. And know something else. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. We're his children. We're children of the Lord. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. They don't know us. People that don't know Jesus, they don't know us. That's why, you know, you have people that look at you and they don't even understand what's going on with you. But they see something about you, something they may like. Something may draw them to you. May want, you know, hello or something. It's something they don't see it. But it can be the Lord drawing. Let's pay attention to that. Because he could be drawing them to you so that you can talk to them. I will be right back. Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor. A great app. You need to get on board on the Anchor app. Yeah, you do. You need to get on board and try it out. Anchor monetizes you. And you can get good podcasts too. Try it out today. Anchor. So you see that purple, that squiggly sign. And just know that Anchor is there for you. They have a great Facebook group. And they get back to you when problems arise. They take you many places, Spotify, iTunes. And they are great. So get on the Anchor app on today and enjoy. Anchor, a good app. Enjoy the Anchor app. Bye-bye. All right, I'm back. One more time. Trust and relationships. One more thing. Relationships. Through the Spirit. Ephesians 2:22. In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. In our relationships, let us walk in the Spirit. And do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How about that? So in relationships and trusting one another, you know what the bottom line is, right? The bottom line is supreme love. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That ye also love one another. That's what we're supposed to be doing. There you have it. Trust and relationships. Let us turn our relationships with one another over to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus on today, get to know him today. Ask him to come in your life and believe he died for your sins, and he will come into your life. Give him praise. Give him glory. And give him honor, for he deserves it all. And I say to you all, in trust and relationships, let brotherly love continue. And you have a blessed, and you have a peaceful, and you have a safe remaining of the day and of the weekend. And remember that Jesus Christ loves you, and He knows all about your troubles. And know something else, that Jesus never ever fails. Blessings to you all. Bye-bye.